But right now,
got a soft spot in my heart for Texas.
We got
baby.
Those Texas topics. We were talking about it earlier.
Texas
and
is my hometown.
It happens at 6:30 starting today. We have the link to the YouTube link right there on our homepage at 921HankFM.com. But as Pat Green continues to grieve the loss of his younger brother in those Texas floods, Pat's stepping up in a massive musical way today, and that will be the Texas Flood Relief live stream, Pat Green and friends, and a lot of friends, too. Now, this will be on a stage at Globe Life Field in Arlington, but there will be nobody in attendance. It's a non-ticketed event. It's a live stream only. That is just going to be the setting. And I don't know. This is just an assumption, but here's the list. Just now, and you know they're building it, and Pat's calling and has been to get everybody to jump on this. Miranda Lambert, John Party, Dierks Bentley, Josh Abbott, Cross Canadian, Eli Young Band, Corey Kent, Joe Nichols, Aaron Watson, Caitlin Butts, and many more yet to be named. They may be from just different satellite locations, possibly, since it's a live stream type deal, but this all proceeds will be distributed to the families impacted by the floods via the Kerr County Relief and a few other foundations, including Pat Green's very own Pat Green Foundation. So that is, again, today, 6:30 start time, with all those big names for an amazing cause. Of course, it'll be 921HankFM.com, and they're streaming it through YouTube. But also still working the kinks out on their benefits, Robert Earl Keane. That's coming shortly. Miranda also going to have one, it seems, on her own. And that George Strait one that we talked about down in Burney, Texas, that, as we said, is sold out now.
So Fort Worth Police Department, they're on the hunt for a new chief. So who will it be? The contenders are Vernon Hale. Apparently, he's a big advocate for the community and has a history of reducing violent and overall crime. Imada Tingarides, who has lots of experience with large-scale events and focuses on constitutional policing. Then there's the interim chief, Robert Aldridge Jr. He is a father and grandfather. And finally, Eddie Garcia. Does that name sound familiar? Well, he is the former Dallas PD chief and current assistant city manager in Austin. Wait and see how this all pans out.
Dallas has police?
No kidding.
Dallas Stars have a new assistant coach, a Quebec native, David Pelletier. And prior to his stint with hockey teams, Dallas Stars have hired themselves a highly decorated figure skating champion.
Oh!
Yes, he will work with the Dallas Stars to work on their skating and their technique. He captured Olympic gold in figure skating in the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City.
2002?
Earning Canada's first gold medal in pairs figure skating in 42 years as well. David Pelletier, your newest Dallas Stars assistant head coach.
That's so fancy.
And going to teach them how to triple sow cow our way into a Stanley Cup.
I remember that football stars used to take ballet. Maybe it's to make them more delicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe our Cowboys should stick
to that. Some, I mean, anything at this point. Do we need another reason to go get a margarita and fajitas in the Stockyards at Los Vaqueros? No, we don't. But Blake Shelton is a dang good one. The staff showed off photos with BS on social media. And yes, his wife, Gwen Stefani, was along for their dinner date. So inquiring minds want to know. Will he be at the AT&T show with Pat tonight? Or is he a new addition to Landman? Because they're shutting down streets all around here. What's going on? Why are you here? And, you know, I just want to know if he's going to be starring with Nana Kim. That's my kid's babysitter. She's got a big scene today.
And is it filming downtown, like just down the block?
I don't know. I didn't get the details. She said it could
She's
be.
She's probably swearing to
It could be
scene.
With a big star. But Taylor Sheridan steals my nanny. I am calling his supervisor.
I promise you that, Taylor. Couple of things this morning that they're, and you just sometimes when you see it, you're just like, man, this is just straight up Inquirer tabloid stuff.
Oh,
reports are that Blake Shelton has quote ballooned to over 300 pounds.
Well, he's 12 foot tall.
But we also saw him last night in pictures. So
yeah,
that
it's, no,
doesn't
he's,
seem.
Mm-mm.
Breaking news. We got you down.
Breaking news.
So the state of Texas and Attorney General Ken Paxton stuff, you know, they're taking and setting their sights on all sorts of targets. Not the least of which, you know, the invasive screw worm. That's still a saga going on. But their next one, Senate Bill 666. That's the name.
Oh, no.
That just was the number that they drew on this one. Targets nitrous oxide, which this would prevent the sale of nitrous oxide to anyone, anything under the age of 21. Because it's deemed dangerous. Now, nitrous oxide is otherwise known as laughing gas, and this is really bad news for Hank fan Christine out there. Actually, she doesn't need it at all. She just does this on her own. I don't know.
It has nothing to do with her, actually.
I love it.
Oh, well.
Working at a
does solve the theater.
Office.
And then, okay. All right. You're good, Christine.
It's so fun.
It is awesome.
It is awesome. Right.
Well, ride the ride. And then finally, congratulations to the city of Cleburne. Now you have earned top recognition and won 3 statewide awards for communication. Congratulations, aww, city of Cleburne. We are open to suggestions.
KB and Heather Lee.